and now a dispatch in the other direction. St. Patrick's Day is Wednesday, and here at Weekend Edition, we like to mark the occasion. Now, we know the name Brian is especially honored among the Irish. Brian Boru was the great 11th century High King of Ireland, and the princes who descended from him, called O'Brien, formed one of that nation's chief dynastic families. So it would seem to stand to reason that somebody named Brian O'Brien has to be super Irish. Brian O'Brien joins us from Dublin, and can I say top of the morning with a straight face to you?
Well, I don't have a straight face if you're going to say it.
All right. Well, nice to talk to you, Mr. O'Brien.
Nice to talk to you, and a happy St. Patrick's Day festival to you.
A happy St. Patrick's Day festival, and also to you. And what happens when you wear that name?
Well, let's see what happens. I think people remember it, and that's kind of fun. It makes life a little bit easier mm-hmm. to live, which is good because obviously in the school playground, when all of us Brian O'Briens were kids, we probably had to suffer a certain amount of teasing and so on. So it's quite nice now to have an unusual name that works in the other direction.
You've paid your dues for that name.
Absolutely.
Are you all related, Brian O'Briens?
I guess if we go back to 10 centuries, we are, yeah. I'm actually told that the name Brian is Pictish, which is even more kind of honourable. It's got a certain amount of gory glory in it, perhaps, you know.
Pictish?
Pictish, the Picts from Scotland that would probably have preceded Brian Boru here.
Is this something you had to trace back, or does a family with that moniker carry that information?
No, somebody told me this in a pub the other night.
That's where the best research is done on this subject, isn't it?
It does seem to be, I have to say.
You know, it used to be an article of faith here in the United States that in Ireland itself, St. Patrick's Day was not such a big occasion.
That's true. And I suppose we've learned from our American brothers and sisters over the last 10 years. And we now have the St. Patrick's Festival, which goes on for a whole week. So it's a really, really nice festival now that has kind of begun to take the lead, I think, in Irish celebrations across the world. The other great thing is that we get all of the politicians out of the country, and that's just a fantastic thing.
How do you manage that?
Well, they all go off to America to visit all the parades all over the world and be dignitaries. So we get to have some real fun.
But the police are still there, Brian.
The police are still here, yeah.
You've heard about that old Chicago tradition of dyeing the river green?
We have, yeah. I'm actually working on a plan here to try to dye the rain. Now, it's going to take a little bit longer. and the trick is to do it without doing anything environmentally damaging. So that's got our thinking caps on.
Well, Brian, nice talking to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day Festival to you.
And happy St. Patrick's Festival to you as well. But I think this week what you really want to do is find a Patrick Fitzpatrick. That would really work.
Well, we'll put people on it immediately. Brian Timothy O'Brien lives and works in Dublin, where, there, and here, it's 22 minutes before the hour.